calling all Yankees faithful. Looking for the ultimate pinstripe fix? Tune into Yankees Fan Hour, the podcast made by fans for fans every week. We break down the games, the trades, and the drama with hot takes, insider scoops, and a whole lot of Bronx pride. Whether you're cheering from the bleachers or the couch, we've got you covered. Subscribe now on Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And join the loudest, proudest Yankee talk around, Yankees Fan Hour, because 27 rings ain't enough.
Big news out of Arlington today, baseball fans. The Texas Rangers have officially signed veteran catcher Kyle Higashioka to a two-year deal with a mutual option for 2027. This move solidifies their depth behind the plate. But what does it mean for the team and their playoff aspirations? Higashioka is a seasoned backstop with a knack for pitch framing, as well as some surprising power at the plate, coming off his best offensive season. But is he more of a backup to Jonah Heim or a challenger for more starts? And how do the numbers stack up for this $13.5 million investment? Stick around as we break down the stats, the strategy, and what this signing signals for the Rangers' future. Welcome to the Talking Texas Rangers podcast. As always, I'm your host, Larry Leese. And on this show, we dive into the latest headlines all around Texas Rangers. Of course, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Give it a thumbs up if you like your video. Hit that subscribe button down below. Yes, that shiny subscribe button down below. I know you're watching without subscribing. Hit it. Only takes 2 seconds. And with that, let's dive into our first topic. We're going to take a look at some of the people who deserve the most blame for the Rangers' 2024 shortcomings. Pointing fingers is never a pleasant experience for any side of the practice. But after the Rangers' poor attempt to defend their 2023 World Series title, there are certainly those who deserve some level of blame. While baseball is and always has been a team sport that demands full accountability from every player, the Rangers' starting rotation and key bats are primarily responsible for the club's 2024 shortcomings. On paper, Texas's starting rotation could have been one of the game's best entering 2024, but injuries and inconsistencies plagued what could have been a special unit. Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer only made 12 combined starts in 2024. Each player was expected to match their usual dominance, but instead had to watch the club scuffle along for the bulk of the year. Injuries also forced Tyler Mahle to miss the vast majority of the season. Baseball is better when Jacob deGrom is too. Nathan Eovaldi performed well, but others such as John Gray and Andrew Haney were not effective enough to replace the impact deGrom and Scherzer could have brought to the table. It would not be wise to only mention the starting rotation or the injuries that the group dealt with last season. Every fan base could cry injury, but Texas also suffered because some of their key bats did not step up. While Adolis Garcia bashed 25 home runs and collected 85 RBIs, he also ranked in the 16th percentile in strike percentage and the 25th percentile in squared up percentage. Marcus Semien also struggled to find his footing. San Francisco native only earned a .237 batting average and ranked in the 36th percentile in terms of barrel percentage. He was not atrocious, but it would be fair to generally expect more from him. Corey Seager, Wyatt Langford, Jonah Heim, and Nathaniel Lowe were all decent, but Texas could have benefited from more productive versions of Semien and Garcia. At their best, both players have the kind of slug that can change a game in a single moment. The Rangers could have also used healthy versions of Evan Carter and Josh Young. It could be argued that their absence made Garcia and Semien's down years more glaring. There is clearly work to be done this offseason, and it would not be surprising to see the Rangers' front office attempt to strengthen the team's rotation and lineup in the event that last year's issues were not a fluke. And now we're going to take a look. There's a certain pair of postseason contenders that are reportedly pursuing the Rangers' Nathan Eovaldi. There have been no shortage of rumors this offseason. Usual suspects like the Yankees and the Dodgers have been linked to a number of star talents. But the Rangers have been relatively quiet. Now a pair of contenders are apparently looking to sign someone who who has been one of Texas's most reliable arms over the last few years. MLB Network's John Morrissey recently reported that the Orioles and the Braves are interested in signing free agent starting pitcher Nathan Eovaldi. The Texas native has been one of the Rangers' most consistent forces on the bump. May be lured away by a squad that is looking to make a deep October run. Eovaldi earned a 12-8 record with a 3.8 ERA across 170.2 innings of work last season. He could be considered a true top-end option, but teams like the Braves and the Orioles may see him as a more of the middle-of-the-pack kind of arm, given what they already have. Both the Braves and the Orioles made the playoffs in 2024, and while neither team was a true juggernaut, injuries and other shortcomings held them back. They were each above league average in terms of team ERA and FIP. As a result, they may feel that adding Eovaldi will enhance their already solid pitching programs and help them stay ahead of any potential departures or injuries. Additionally, this is not the first time that Eovaldi has been linked to the Braves this offseason. Rangers President of Baseball Operations Chris Young has expressed interest in retaining the 34-year-old, but it's not known how much the Rangers will be willing to invest, but it seems as though pitching will be one of their top priorities. In a perfect world, Texas will attempt to pair Eovaldi with DeGrom at the top of the rotation. This is not a guarantee since the franchise may be attempting to stay under the luxury threshold and might not be willing to pay Eovaldi for a short-term arrangement. Eovaldi's choice may come down to the financials in play, the kind of role he wants to have, and the level of responsibility he's willing to take on. Let me know your thoughts on whether or not the Rangers should try to re-sign Eovaldi, or should we just let him go to another team? And with that, we're going to take a look at our next topic, which is the Ranger fans are honestly overlooking the reason for why Wyatt Langford was snubbed from the Rookie of the Year award. Fans are not supposed to be rational when it comes to their team's players. If an individual fails, they'll be the first to point out that reality. Likewise, if any athlete succeeds, fans will be the first to mention how it happened and why the player may be underrated. In either case, the reaction will be over the top. Wyatt Langford did not receive recognition for his rookie season in the way more Texas Ranger fans thought he might. The AL Rookie of the Year finalists were announced, and Langford did not make the cut. Fans may be disappointed. They may be missing a key reason why he was snubbed. Luis Gill, Austin Wells, and Colton Cowser were all nominated for the award by the BWA, with Gill and Wells both being Yankees and Cowser representing the Orioles. This season's finalists all reside in the AL East. Langford hit .253, bashed 16 home runs, collected 74 RBIs, and had a .325 OBP across 134 games. 22-year-old also had a torrid September that saw him hit .300 and smash an AL best 8 home runs. It is clear why Langford was not in serious consideration to win the award. The majority of the Florida native's case would have stemmed from his fiery September. He hit half of his home runs during that month, and was not consistent throughout the year in terms of power. All told, Texas should be encouraged by what Langford was able to provide in 2024. It could even be argued that the former Gator performed ahead of schedule. While he may not have deserved to be this season's Rookie of the Year, Langford could be in for a long career filled with other notable accolades. And with that, we dive into our next topic, which is the Rangers have agreed to sign Dane Dunning on a one-year deal. It takes more than one signing to flesh out an entire pitching staff, but the Texas Rangers will now have a better idea of what the group will look like this spring. It was recently reported that the Rangers have signed pitcher Dane Dunning to a one-year, $2.6 million contract to avoid arbitration. Dunning has served as both a starter and reliever for the Rangers since 2021, and will hope to aid a competitive pitching contingent in 2025. Dunning's deal represents a $670,000 pay cut from 2024. Even still, the righty will have a chance to earn more money through incentives. This kind of deal is largely a product of his questionable 2024 marks. Across 15 starts and 26 total games, the Florida native tossed 95 innings and earned a 5.3 ERA. He ranked in the 5th percentile in hard hit percentage, the 11th percentile in average exit velocity, and the 27th percent in walk percentage. These results are vastly different from what he was able to do in 2023. During the Rangers World Series season, Dunning went 12-7 across 26 starts and 35 total games, recorded a 3.7 ERA, and ranked in the 74th percentile GB percentage. While the deal Dunning just inked may not have been fit for an All-Star, the Rangers may only intend to use him as a flex option. In other words, Dunning can serve as either a back-end rotation piece or a middle reliever who can eat innings when called upon. While Texas is expected to stay below the luxury threshold, this does not keep them trying to re-sign players like Nathan Eovaldi or Andrew Haney. If nothing else, retaining Dunning will allow them to form a solid bottom part of their rotation. It is not known whether or not Kumar Rocker or Jack Leiter will be effective parts of next season's rotation. Even though it is assumed they will receive a chance to make the roster, this does not mean they will rise to the occasion and stay in the big leagues. Ranger fans should view Dunning's return as a safety net that could pay off if he is able to find his former self. Josh Smith's latest recognition should solidify his role with the Rangers in the upcoming season. All it takes is one solid season for a player to cement himself as a mainstay. To do so as a plug-and-play kind of talent is an accomplishment worth a great deal of praise. Texas Rangers infielder Josh Smith won the 2024 AL Louisville Slugger Silver Slugger Award at the utility position. By doing so, the 27-year-old has solidified his status as a piece that Texas has utilized going forward. The award is Smith's first Silver Slugger, and also marks the first time that a Ranger has received the honor at the utility position. The Baton Rouge native slashed 258, 337, 394, 731, hit 13 home runs, collected 62 RBIs, and slugged 30 doubles. All of these marks were career highs, and he also ranked in the 77th percentile in terms of squared up percentage. In a season where many of the Rangers' best bats regressed or failed to perform at the usual standard, Smith offered the kind of improvement fans and front office members love to see. In 2023, Smith earned a 185 batting average, hit 6 home runs, and only tallied 15 RBIs through 90 games. It is safe to say that 2024 was a breakout season for the LSU product. It could also be argued that Smith's season was one that showcased his durability. He competed in a career-high 149 games and played a number of positions along the way. Specifically, he played third base, shortstop, left field, and right field. He also occasionally served as the team's DH. The versatility and sustainability that Smith brought to the table was pivotal last season. Further, these traits make him unique in a sport that is embracing specialists. Having a player who can hit well and is able to play a number of positions is a strength that should not be taken lightly. Injuries are an unfortunate reality of the game, and Smith is someone who can help. is someone who can help the Rangers stay afloat over the course of a long 162-game grind. His Silver Slugger victory should grant him an important role on the 2025 club. And with that, we dive into probably the biggest news of the Texas Rangers offseason, and that is the Rangers have added slugging catcher Kyle Higashioka on a highly affordable contract. The backup catcher position was one of the many question marks going into free agency for the Texas Rangers. And just a few days ago, the Rangers announced they signed Kyle Higashioka to a 2-year deal with a mutual option for a third. And we're going to dive into that signing. The Texas Rangers are preparing for the winter meetings, which will be next week from December 9th to the 12th. This is when some of the free agency signings might start to pick up, as the GMs will all be meeting together. However, some free agent talks are already underway. I know everyone is wondering where Juan Soto is going to end up next season. Could he go back to the Yankees, or will he sign with the rivals, the Boston Red Sox? We will find out where he ends up before too long. Texas Rangers interrupted the conversation and made their first free agent signing Monday night. Late in the evening, Dallas Morning News reporter Evan Grant announced that the Rangers had signed catcher Kyle Higashioka to a 2-year deal with a mutual option for a third. Prior to the signing, the catcher position seemed high up on the to-do list for Chris Young this season. Jonah Heim is not going to play 162 straight games of baseball. Someone needs to give him a break here and there throughout the season, and Higashioka will be that slugger. Higashioka played with the San Diego Padres last season, finished the season with a .220 batting average, 17 home run, and 45 RBIs. With how good of a veteran catcher he is, fans should be ecstatic that the Rangers didn't break the bank with the signing. He will make $5.75 million in the first year, $6.75 million in the final guaranteed year. If he and the Rangers decide they want the third, he would make nearly $20 million with them over the three seasons. This signing will not end Jonah Heim's time in Texas. During Tuesday's press conference, Rangers GM said that Heim and Higashioka will get an even amount of playing time next season. I also think this will help light a fire under Heim at spring training after how he ended last season. There's nothing like a healthy competition between players. Higashioka's signing won't be the only move the Rangers make this offseason. There are still other positions on the team that need to be fixed. The Rangers will now focus on the closing pitcher position. Kirby Yates is an unrestricted free agent, and after last season, it might be hard to re-sign him to another deal. The Rangers have two ways to go about this, internally or externally. It will be interesting to see who else the Rangers sign this winter. The 2025 MLB season is getting closer and closer with each passing day. Chris Young is working hard to create a team that can return to the postseason and compete for the World Series again. Let me know your thoughts on the topics we covered in the comment section below. As always, give us a thumbs up if you like our video, subscribe to the channel, hit that bell notification button to be notified of future videos, and of course, you can subscribe to the show on all major podcast platforms, including Good Pods, Spotify, everywhere you get your podcasts from. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.